US Federal Communications Commission has voted to repeal rules introduced by President Barack Obama aimed at ensuring a free and open internet. It means service providers will be able to block, slow access to, or charge more for certain content. The decision is expected to be challenged in the courts. Connie Agius compiled this report.
It's one of the biggest changes to come to the internet since the global communications platform was established. And it's all sitting in the hands of the US Federal Communications Commission.
The order before us represents the culmination of extensive work by the agency staff to carefully consider whether net neutrality rules are truly warranted.
Michael O'Reilly is a Republican Federal Communications Commissioner.
Thoroughly reviewing the legal underpinnings, economic analysis, and practical effects, as debated extensively and exhaustively in the record of this proceeding. I agree with the decision, and I support such a well-reasoned and soundly justified order.
The decision rolls back the rules that require US-based broadband providers to give the same service to all of their customers. Now they'll be allowed to block websites, slow down internet speeds, and charge for certain content. It's a backflip on the concept of net neutrality, implemented by the Obama administration. Michael O'Reilly says the old rules were too tough.
In the end, I'm simply not persuaded that heavy-handed rules are needed to protect against hypothetical harms. In all this time, I've yet to hear recent unquestionable evidence of demonstrable harms to consumers that demands providers be constrained by this completely flawed regulatory intervention.
Ajit Pai is the chairman of the commission. He says the rollback would help consumers and encourage innovation, but not everyone is convinced. Midgen Clyburn is a Democrat Federal Communications Commission.
I dissent from this spirally spun, legally lightweight, consumer-harming, corporate-enabling, destroying internet freedom order.
She says people want the existing rules to stay.
The public can plainly see that a soon-to-be toothless FCC is handing the keys to the internet, one of the most remarkable, empowering, enabling inventions of our lifetime, over to a handful of multi-billion dollar corporations.
Republican FCC Commissioner Michael O'Reilly says those opposed to the decision should take a deep breath.
This decision will not break the internet. What we are doing is reverting back to the highly successful, bipartisan, governmental approach that existed before 2015.
His words aren't calming everyone. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says he will lead a multi-state lawsuit to challenge the decision.
Connie Agius reporting.